Diabetes testing supplies.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, Adam Carolla is in Vegas right now promoting his show, or doing his show. That's going to be on tomorrow live. So let's check in with Carolla live right now and see what you'll be listening to tomorrow morning. Here we go.
Would you want to know, honestly? No, lie to me. Lie to me. Tell me a lie. What would you do?
Who are you talking
with? I'm just saying, because it's controversial.
George Wallace?
Whether it's a hot blonde, if the person, the victim, the so-called victim,
doesn't complain,
masturbates to it later on, not a crime.
All right.
And I'll guarantee that 14-year-old that was nailing Deborah LaFave, the hot blonde,
yes,
I guarantee he squeezed off at least a baker's dozen of that chick that
Talk
weekend.
To me.
No crime.
All right.
No
crime. All right. Very good. Tomorrow, Carolla. Starting at 6 a.m., they're taping the show currently. Right now, we're at the Palms in Vegas. Where are they? The Palms?
Yeah, they're at the Palms.
Yeah, look at that. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Talk to me somehow, clip on the thing. Talk to me somehow, clip on the thing. Talk to me somehow, clip on the thing.
Let's talk to Joey in Hacienda Heights. You're on 97.1.
Talk to me somehow, clip on the thing.
All right. Talk to me somehow. Clip on this thing.
That's exactly right, dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank
All
you.
All right. You get, what do you get? Asylum on DVD. Yeah, those sexy co-eds find out their dorm room was a funny farm, and MGM Home Entertainment's putting that out. Should be sensational.
Talk to me somehow. Clip on the thing.
Talk to me somehow. Clip on this thing.
Talk to me somehow. Clip on the thing.
We move on. Here we go.
They say the forgiveness tent. They say the forgiveness tent. They say the forgiveness tent. They say the forgiveness tent.
Wow. All right, Jay in Lakewood, you're on the air.
They say the forgiveness tent.
Say that they've forgiven when they sin?
Wow.
You got
very close, dude. Listen to it again.
They say the forgiveness tent.
Forgive the sin.
They say to forgive the... Say to forgive...
The sin?
Can I hear it one more time?
They say the forgiveness tent.
They say to forgive in a sense?
Nah.
They say the forgiveness tent.
No, I'm sorry, buddy.
No!
They say the forgiveness tent.
He's talking about if you went to the circus and you were going to watch the circus, you would walk into a big blank. And if you were to go camping, you'd set one of these up as well and sleep in it at night.
They say the forgiveness tent.
And that's what the last word is. Let's talk to Tommy. You're on 97.1.
They say the forgiveness tent.
They could set the forgiveness tent?
They say the forgiveness tent.
That's exactly right,
dude. Let me hear
you scream. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, man. Asylum on DVD from MGM Home Entertainment's coming out to you. Fantastic. Look at that. A winner. A winner, winner. A chicken dinner. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Humbert in Monrovia, you'll be up first.
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night. And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night. And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
Okay.
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
Humbert, you're on the air.
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
What up, Tim?
Hey, what do you got it?
We could have Big Pharma shoes on that night.
With shoes on that night. That is wrong. I'm sorry, young man. Chris in Pasadena, you're on the air.
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
Back up, back up.
Back up, back up.
Go ahead, can you play it again?
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
And we've been having big fun out on the street that night.
No.
No.
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
Andy in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
And we can be having big farmers cheating on that night.
I think that is wrong.
That's
sorry,
a no-no.
Sir.
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night. And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
Here's a hint for you.
And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night. And we've been having Big Pharma Steve on that night.
In my only
And we've been having Big Pharma Stevie on that night. Having Big Pharma Stevie on that night.
Really got the bag, but boy, I thought I told you not to go outside.
And we've been having Big Pharma Stevie on that night.
All right, Timmy and Upland, you're on 97.1.
And we've been having Big Pharma Stevie on that night.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, Timmy. I mean, hey, Tim, this is Timmy from Upland.
Fantastic. Nice hey, to see you. Oh, Bob, boom.
No!
Gavin and Azusa, you're on 97.1.
And we've been having Big Pharma Stevie on that night.
I got no clue. Something like, and we can have big fun in the city on the night.
Nah, I don't think you picked up on the hint we just played for you, Bubba. Mike and Hammett, you're on the air.
And we've been having Big Pharma Stevie on that night.
We can have Stevie Wonder play on that night.
Nah, but
no!
You're close. Mark and Rancho Cucamonga.
And we've been having Big Pharma Stevie on that night.
We can have the Farmers Achieve that night.
Nah.
You're stupid.
Another dope. Michael and on the 91, you're on the air.
And we've been having Big Pharma Stevie on that night.
And we'll be having Big Pharma with Stevie on that night.
Yeah.
Give it up, West Side.
Congratulations, dude.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right. You're going to get yourself Asylum on DVD. Stevie Wonder, in my opinion, the greatest singer and the greatest composer in the history of music. That's all I had when I was growing up is Stevie Wonder cassettes and albums. I think my mom turned me on to them. Unreal. Master Blaster, I think, was my favorite. I mean, how do you beat this?
Writing's on the wall.
Stevie Wonder, man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here we go.
Come to us in doses. Come to us in doses. Come to us in doses. Come to us in doses.
Eric, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Come to us in doses.
Comes to us in doses?
That's exactly right, dude.
Put your hand together on
all
your feet.
All right, congratulations. Comes to us in doses.
Comes to us in doses.
All right, you're going to get Asylum on DVD from MGM Home Entertainment.
Comes to us in doses.
Congratulations. All right, the next clip, here we go.
Get up again, and again, and again. Get up again, and again, and again.
Robert in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Get up again, and again, and again.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
What do you got, man?
Give it up again and again and again.
Get up again and again and again.
Yeah, you know, the beginning of it is so close, but it's wrong. Listen to it again. One more shot here.
Get up again and again and again.
Is it get up
again? Yeah. Congratulations, yes, dude.
All right.
All right. You got yourself Asylum on DVD. I hope you enjoy that. All right, yeah, get it up again and again and again.
Get up again and again and again.
Or get up again, not get it up. Get up again and again and again. All right, here we go.
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
Wow.
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of. I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
Jesus. All right, let's talk to, how about Daniel in Huntington Beach?
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
One of them downtown fixtures that you can't pronounce the name of?
One of the downtown what?
Fixtures?
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
I don't know, but I don't think it's... you sure you're right there, Randy?
I am 100% sure that the word that I wrote down is what he said.
Okay, sorry, man, but Randy's pretty convinced he's right.
No! I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
And what was he referencing here?
I'm not sure. Let me find out.
All right.
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
Jeff in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
One of them downtown bitches you just can't pronounce the name of.
No, it's not bitches, but that's very close. I don't think he'd be saying that in church. Although, I don't know. He uses the N-word on Fox. Who knows?
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
Bitches! Commodore in Rialto, you're on the air.
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
I want some of those downtown fishes you can't pronounce the name of.
Ooh, no, but no! Close.
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
Brandon in Orange on 97.1.
I want them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
One of them downtown mistresses you can't pronounce the name of?
Nah, sorry, ma'am.
One of them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of?
Chris in San Juan Capistrano, you're on the air.
One of them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of?
One of those downtown districts you can't pronounce the name of?
Ooh, wait a minute.
One of them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of?
I think that's wrong, too. Sorry, man.
He was talking about going to a Starbucks.
Oh, okay. All right. And eating something at Starbucks?
I think so.
Okay. He was talking about eating a certain thing at Starbucks, and he couldn't pronounce the name of something that Starbucks sells. There's a major hint for you.
One of them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
And it's often referenced with blank and gravy.
One of them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
Let's talk to Jim in Los Angeles. You're on the air.
One of them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
One of them downtown biscuits that you can't pronounce the name of.
There you go. Congratulations,
jump
dude.
Up and shout.
All right. Wow. Now, I don't know what he's talking about. Are you a big fan of Starbucks?
No, but I'm a big fan of what did Jesse Jackson say.
Oh, I see. All right. Now, Randy or Gina, you go to Starbucks?
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan. Randy, do you slide in there?
Not really, but I think he's just talking about scones.
Oh, scones. All right. Scones. All right. One last clip. We have time, or we got to take a break? We got three more minutes? Oh, we got plenty of time. Here we go.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to... The 54th Supreme Court decision to... The 54th Supreme Court decision to... The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
All right. Casey in Riverside, you're on the air.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
One of the district court... Districts downtown?
Nah, that's the last clip, dude.
No!
We as a group have moved on. Andy in Long Beach, you're on the air.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
Oh, my God. Can I have it one more time, please?
Sure.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
Oh, my Lord. Something caught in the decision to...
Nah. Sorry, man. Matt in Buena Park, you're on the air.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
The district supports the Supreme Court's decision to.
I believe that's... Wait, listen to it again.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
I can't get the first word.
Well, all right. We thank you for calling. Let's talk to Trey in Burbank.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
They picked apart the Supreme Court...
No, that's not it. Let's talk to Johnny in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
What?
Jeff, I want to hear it again, please.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
Oh, my gosh, I didn't understand anything.
Nah, I have no confidence in you. Eric and Pomona, you're on the air.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
Let me save you some time. Go!
No!
No!
Will in Woodland Hills, you're on the air.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
Let's see. I love gay porn.
Wow. That's the next hour, dude. You're calling too early. All right, that is Randy Wang's roommate out in North Hollywood.
I told him never call during Jesse Jackson.
Please, tell him again. Jeff in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
It took report court from...
No. Shane in L.A., you're on the air.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
I got nothing.
Ah, all right. I'll give you a major hint here. The first two words are the and a number. The number is between 53 and 55, okay?
The 54th Supreme Court decision to... The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
Tom in Pasadena, you're on the air.
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
It's exactly right,
dude. Put your
hands
together.
It's exactly correct, man.
Hey, Timmy, who is this guy to be talking about pronouncing things downtown on biscuits?
I don't know. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. All right, that wraps it up for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say. We're going to do the news at 9 with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news, baby?
Well, things get a little uncomfortable on The View again, and it's official. John McCain is illiterate. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
All right. Also, the David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 signs George Bush is stressed out. What's the best number there tonight, Randy?
You can listen to number 8. It's so funny.
Number 8. All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
What do you do when they turn on you?
Well, you know, Jesse Jackson ran historic races.
And if in a sting I've said in a hot mic statement that's interpreted as distraction, I offer an apology for that because I don't want harm or hurt to come to this campaign.
We do the Obama-rama in Washington.
If we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing. Too many fathers are MIA. Too many fathers are AWOL.
That's a no-no.
If I've done any harm or hurt, for that I have deep regrets.
Beyond our experience, what Barack has done brilliantly.
I sent a message to Barack's campaign a while ago of our continued support for the campaign.
And now they're endorsing Barack.
My support for Barack's policies are longstanding, broad-based, and deep and unequivocal. He and Michelle have taken America to another level.
What is all that about?
They were hurtful and wrong. That's the whole point. And that when you make mistakes, you should not equivocate. You should be quick to go on the offensive and not try to be evasive.